Well, welcome. I want to thank members that are here and other interested parties, and I'd certainly thank my colleagues in the Senate for the positive vote on what we've done this week regarding the sales tax issue. As I said on the Senate floor, it's certainly not entertaining when I work out, and it's certainly not amusing. One of my workout partners is here among us and can vouch for that fact. So. But what Senator Krause has said is absolutely right. In fact, I quite frankly am very frustrated with the response that we got from the folks at the Department of Revenue when we first tried to have a list that delineated who could be taxed. And one of the responses was, well, we'll just find another way to tax them. That is a level of arrogance that I had not seen heretofore. It certainly is not a way to encourage economic development in the state, and I found it disconcerting, to say the least, that we would have one branch of government, or one branch of the administration essentially trying to put the boot of government on the throat of the small business and shut them down, one department, and another, economic development, charged with trying to resuscitate them. So. It's counterproductive, certainly, to say the least. And I hope that we can move forward with this and other problems that we have seen, as Senator Krause alluded to. And certainly we want to make sure, we took great pains to make sure with the amendment that was added here on the Senate side, with this piece of legislation, that those that are already exempt will remain exempt, because we had to, again, in response to the department's unbelievable response, we had to change the list of who could be taxed to a list of who was exempt. And we certainly did not, by any stretch, intend that anyone would change from that status. So we spelled that out clearly. And thank those that are here with us, and hopefully we can get this done.